Ambassador College bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
Hi, this is Garner Ted Armstrong. Can you imagine the world of 1999? By then, over 45 nations will have the atomic and the hydrogen bomb. By then, MIRVs, that's multiple independently targetable reentry vehicles, or anti-missile missile systems, will be deployed in countries all over the world, very likely including even little tiny Costa Rica, or perhaps tiny nations like some of those in the Lilliputian states of Europe, like San Marino or Liechtenstein. By 1999, we will have double the present population, or thereabouts, roughly 8 billion human beings on the Earth. By that time, we probably would be harnessing solar energy, or we would be probably eating, you know, some of this green stuff that they manufacture from farming the seas. We'd all be eating a kind of a fish meal. Our kids would be saying, "Daddy, do you remember when your great-granddad said that he once had a banana?" Well, what was Granddad's experience when he ate a banana? Understand that they were real tasty. He'd say, "Daddy, did your grandfather ever see an orange? My school book here says that people used to eat oranges." But we'd probably by that time be farming the Amazon, wouldn't we? And we all have our personal helicopter, submarine, and maybe even SST. It'd be a wonderful world, 1999. Maybe we will all have our private rocket ships and regularly scheduled trips from our SSTs from the big cities in the east will go over to big cities in Europe in 45 minutes. And then as they land, they'll have to be taken into this tube. And the tube will take them inside some domed airport to protect them from that horrible environment where the last dwindling little dribbles of Middle Eastern oil will be voraciously being devoured by the European supergiant industry to keep those people in that wonderful lifestyle to which they would like to become accustomed. It'll be a wonderful world in 1999 because by that time, the scientists figure and all of the people that deal with the business of giving away our millions and billions to foreign nations abroad and all these nuclear reactors so they can produce all the electrical energy for all those 98% illiterates, most of whom don't even wear shoes and half of whom don't even know what a light bulb is. But by that time, you see, we will have so heightened and brought up the so-called fourth world that nations such as Indonesia will have at least 10 cities of over 10 million apiece that will be at least rivals of the present-day New York City. And China and the United States will no doubt be allied together, together with Russia again, and we'll hate Japan, and of course Europe will be about ready to attack China or something in 1999. And with double the population of the world, though, you can't really tell. Maybe there will be two Chinas by then. There might be the Himalayan Republic and the Pamir Knot people, and they'll call them knotheads, you never know. But at any rate, can you imagine the way the world would be in 1999? You ought to write for this booklet that I've been advertising called Is This the End Time? It's absolutely free of charge. It tells you we are living in the time of the end, and it proves it. You ought to read it, whether you disagree or not. Take a look at it and see if you have a leg to stand on after you've read the booklet about whether or not this really is a time of the end.
Write for your free copy today. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO, Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO, Sydney. And we'll send you your free copy.